Alrighty, it being after 4:30, the June 24th Board of Public Works meeting is now called to order. May we have a roll call, please?
Aaron Williams,
Present.
Lisa Stern,
Present.
Tim Meisenheimer,
Present.
Pablo Baxter,
Here.
Harold Cleams,
Here.
Alder Lang or Alder Lankella,
Here.
Alder Uger,
Here.
Michael Cullen.
I am here, and we've got a full house. That's great. There are no public hearings scheduled for this evening. Do any board members wish to make any disclosures or recusals regarding items on the agenda? Hearing or seeing none. Do we have anybody registered to make public comment for items not on the agenda?
We do not.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting from June the 10th?
Motion to
Motion to
approve.
approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? You're seeing none. Motion is approved by unanimous consent. The item number 12 on the agenda this evening will require city and state permits for potential water resources impacts. At this time, the consent agenda will include items 6 through 11 and 15 through 19. Do any board members wish to make any of those break out any of those items for further discussion? If not, do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. All righty, item number 5. We got Pete Holmgren to talk about change order number 7 to the PFAS treatment facility.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you all. I assume everybody can hear me, or they'll jump in and say otherwise. This project, I think you're all familiar with, is our PFAS treatment facility, Unit Well 15, on East Washington Avenue. It's been under what we call beneficial occupancy since last September. A few items have kind of dragged on, as far as getting to substantial and final completion, but a few other things have happened in the meantime too, which is sort of the basis for most of this change order before you tonight. So one thing that's happened is just during our continued use, the granular activated carbon is beginning to show signs of basically saturation and kind of end of useful life around the time period we've anticipated. Two other things though that have happened is under the terms of the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program, looking ahead, the increase in principal forgiveness that would be allowed under the terms of this contract have gone from 50% to 70%, which we're thrilled about. And then the other notable thing is that the DNR determined that a one-time replacement of the filter media qualifies for part of the startup and calibration and testing under this contract, and therefore does qualify under the terms of the loan and that principal forgiveness. So we're heavily incentivized to extend this contract and extend this scope of work to include that media replacement for this one-time go-around, which is why I've presented it here today. A couple other things on the change order, smaller items related to stair modifications and repiping the fan coil unit were going to come before the board. Regardless, I added those in here. And then the other related item are some of the logistics, supply, and material that we've found would be beneficial to kind of more effectively enable the media replacement. So there will be modification off of our booster pump discharge line, so all the work can be done inside the building. And then there's a number of hoses and fittings, which we'll take full ownership of after they're purchased and used for future uses as well, which qualify for the same terms of the loan and principal forgiveness. So, with that in mind, I mean, I strongly recommend approval of this work, and am happy to take any questions from the board tonight.
All righty, any questions for Pete on this change order? Although you Gary.
Thank you, Chair. Pete, is the first run with the activated charcoal shorter in expectation than once it gets going? Is there anything about the startup that would have used it f more quickly, or is this the kind of changeover time that we'll expect in the future as well?
This is what we'll expect, unless the media itself changes some way somehow, which is not out of the question. But as of right now, we're expecting around 10 months until considerable breakthrough. Even when that happens, there's the ion exchange vessels behind that, which will kind of catch everything. But we want to cycle out the GAC on its intended basis to better maintain that media behind it too. So. Pretty expected life cycle here, and fortunate timing. I think we're able to hopefully extend this contract and get this first go around done under those terms. I mean, you didn't ask, but going forward, we'll have an ongoing agreement that we'll put out for bid to have this service, maybe a 5-year contract or something as it comes up that we can tap into for that service is just part of kind of the ongoing life cycle and maintenance of the facility.
Pete, is this the same vendor that originally put the media in place, or?
It is, yes. So there will be that continuity of service, their familiarity with the vessels, the existing media, and with the facility itself. Aqueous Vets is the tank vendor, and also the media supplier the first go around. They're a subcontractor to another subcontractor on the job. So the level one subcontractor re-engaged them about doing this work, since they are the ones under this contract currently.
For subsequent media replacement, is there the possibility that as long as you put it out to bid, you may be able to get better pricing for replacements down the line?
I would say there's a very good chance under competitive bidding terms that we could do that, yes. And without contract markup, which I'm never a fan of, but again, the overall benefit to doing it under the terms of this program and this loan
Right.
override that pretty well in this case.
Right. No, I think you're doing the right thing. You had mentioned that there's an ion exchange unit behind the granulated carbon. Is that ion exchange able to work on its own at all if you were to take the activated carbon down?
It is. Yes.
And I would imagine that ion exchange unit is less expensive to maintain, no?
I don't have a good grasp of the long-term maintenance of that, other than that's on more of a 3-year replacement cycle we're expecting. So if costs are comparable or even a little more, just the frequency overall will be less. And that's something obviously we won't be able to explore under the terms of this contract, but we will thoroughly explore with similar request for bids of replacement of that media within the next 18 months, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it'd be possible to divert some of the flow just to the ion exchange unit, whatever that percentage is, and have the granulated carbon do less of a have less of a load on that unit to try to extend the media life on that, and then utilize the ion exchange unit a little bit more. I assume they're in series right now, but maybe more in parallel.
Yeah, they are presently built in series, and I guess it's kind of the case where you're going to shorten the lifespan of one or the other, depending on how you spread it out. But it's something I can check with our consulting engineer and water resources manager about exactly what those implications might be if we were to spread that around
Just trying to
differently.
get the most economical cost effective operation going to try to minimize cost as much as possible. But that sounds good. Any other questions for Pete? If not, do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. Thank you, Pete. Have a good evening.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you all.
Righty. Item number 12, we got Randy Wiesner to talk about South Point Public Works Facility, otherwise known as Brian Cooper.
No, I got that changed.
Oh, good.
Good afternoon. Yeah, this is for an upcoming project to be bid out late next month. It's South Point, the long-awaited South Point Public Works facility. This is a Streets Division operation, building and West Parks maintenance operation. Oh, it would help if I shared the screen, wouldn't it? Sorry about that. Is that up now?
Yes.
Okay. So the South Point Public Works facility is a Streets Division operations building and a West Parks maintenance operation building that will be located on the far west side over on South Point Road. For context, the Beltline is on the curve up to Middleton's over in here. Mineral Point Road is to the south, Cardinal Glen neighborhood, Fire Station 12. Currently, this site has a warm storage building, a salt shed storage building, and a fuel point operation area. Project description: this is going to provide an operation space for Streets Division Urban Forestry on the far west side of Madison. This, like I said, has been in and out of budgets for a very long time. With the rapid expansion of the west time, its time has come. It'll help minimize drive time, fuel consumption for just basic services. Getting snowplows from Badger Road to the west side just to do their routes without having to deadhead for a half hour. Things of that nature. Same thing with sanitation recycling. We will also be providing a fleet maintenance presence in this building to take care of police, fire, streets, parks, and other agencies that'll be on the west side of town. It's a new operation space for Parks West Maintenance, and it provides space in existing streets facilities at Badger Road and Sycamore for co-location of parking enforcement and parks conservation teams. So by moving some of streets out of Badger Road and Sycamore to help balance the service, that opens up some space for some other agencies that need a home. This is just a screenshot of the existing site. This is the proposed site. Fire Station 12 is in the corner for context. This would be the Street Operations and Urban Forestry building. This is the existing warm storage building, which is going to be converted to the Parks Maintenance building. The existing salt shed, future replacement of the salt shed, and the stormwater management landscaping. The operations building will consist of a vehicle garage that'll house approximately 130 vehicles and assorted other utility type vehicles, including tractors, mowers, front end loaders, things, trailers, things like that. It'll have an office component, vehicle maintenance component, a fabrication shop, and two vehicle wash bays. The warm storage building, it's currently just that. It's minimal heat for storing of surplus vehicles. What we're going to do here is convert some of the under mezzanine space to a break room, locker room, carpentry maintenance room, an office space, a mower shop, and a mower fab shop, and then parks maintenance vehicle storage as well. Some of the features meeting city ordinance and zoning requirements, require screening of the yard area. We're going to be using a patina type fence. This is a sample of the fence showing the patina, but we're going to be using this pattern. And then a visual screen where, as you drive by, the slatting changes from very open, like is shown in this figure, to it sort of opens and closes itself. And then the rear perimeter fence will be standard cyclone fencing. And it basically alters. You'll have three panels of this fencing, then three panels of this fencing back and forth. Screenshot of the proposed pre-engineered metal building. It's a PEMB building. Again, the single story front facing office. This is the exit end of the vehicle barn, and this would be the south facing maintenance building. More from the northern side where you see the exits coming out of the vehicle garage. Overhead shot, alternate bid item for PV solar array on the two large roofs. Proposal of what the building at night would look like. And then this requires a 1% for art. The interesting thing about this site is over the time of having more than 20 acres of vacant use, the neighbors will plow dog trails in what is currently just overgrown field. And since we're going to be occupying a lot of that space now, and part of the, go back to the site plan, we're going to be changing the path of the south entrance road. A bike path will be put on along that. This will be a wet retention pond, and as part of taking out the what's currently got some dog runs in here, we're going to be putting a walking path in here, and that'll be the same place where the art sculptures will be going. Here's the project estimate. We are currently looking at a shortfall. It'll all depend on how bids come in, but under the current economy, the way it is, our current construction estimate has us over budget. So we have the breakdown for all the items still anticipated, and then what the cost of the alternate bid items are. And the project schedule will be going out for bid, like I said, in mid-July. Bid openings would be end of August, followed by the contract signing period. We're hoping to break ground yet this fall with a construction end date of June or July of 2028. So, subject to questions.
All righty, any questions for Randy? Aaron.
Sure. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. Exciting, I think. How does this project, I guess, alleviate or free up space in other facilities across the city. Does it allow us to do other things in those facilities, or are we just
Yes.
over capacity everywhere?
Well, Brian or if Charlie's on can jump in at any time, but I know a little bit about what's going on. So currently you have Fire Station 6, which was displaced to the Town of Madison Town Hall. You've got parking enforcement officers out there, you've got public health officers out there, and you've got parks and engineering conservation folks working out of that tiny facility. As soon as the new Fire Station 6 gets built, that place is going to be demoed. Those folks will all be homeless to put up the upcoming Police South and property evidence storage project. How is this going to get alleviated and find these places some homes? Approximately a third of the folks and vehicles that are currently at Sycamore and another third that are currently at Badger move out to South Point. Therefore, vehicle space gets opened up for parking enforcement officers or vehicle conservation. Moving the Parks West maintenance group out here frees up the Summit space, which can then be used for parks conservation teams and the engineering conservation teams. So we would be able to move people around into some of this space. It's not a given that that's a permanent answer, but it sure helps as a temporary answer for the shortfall we're currently experiencing.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate the dance card. And then what can you say about how this building's being designed operationally? Is it being designed for today's operations or 25 years from now operations? And are they anticipated to be the same or different?
They're anticipated to be different because they're going to grow, and we designed it for 2045. We looked and we looked at the budget. When we got to the end of the first design phase, we had three building types to choose from that put us at about 55 million to 65 million. We narrowed it down to a pre-engineered building because that was what we could handle. We originally took off garage space to try and get under budget. The problem with that was within 5 or 10 years, we would be parking trucks outside, and that was unacceptable. So the one reason the budget is a tad over is because we kept to the original program of designing for at least 2045 by keeping as many vehicles under cover as possible for the longevity of the vehicles.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Tim.
Thanks, Chair. Hey, Randy, appreciate the presentation. Can you go back to that bid form or your estimate? So, can you go into a little how much? So it appears as if the subtotal estimates at right now, just the estimates, you're close to 20% over on the budget or on the design for the subtotal estimates.
The design's not in here. That's already paid for.
Oh, sorry, the subtotal estimate, which is about 51.7, appears to be about 20% over the remaining authorized. But I was just trying to figure out exactly how far above the budget it is right now, before it's been bid out.
So if I go through this really quick, this is what our construction estimate is at the end of the design phase we just did. Okay. These are soft cost estimates of things that we still know, staff time, the city pays for, or we pay for the building permits, all of the plan review fees, all of the DNR fees, the NOI fees, all of that we pay for upfront during the design process. So that's not on the contractor slowing down the construction schedule later. It includes the 8% contingency, which is a requirement, which is a big chunk of this. And then the FF&E cost is the office furniture, the break room furniture, all of the parts room cabinets and storage bins. Yes, I'm taking a third of the vehicles from two locations over there, but I very well can't take a third of the welders. So I need all new welders out at this site. I need a new welding table at this site. I need a new metal bandsaw at this site. So vehicles and personnel can move, but not all of the equipment can move, or I'm going to have shortfalls at the other sites. So that kind of compromise comes up with the total of what we need, total budget to make this place operational. Does that answer your question, Tim?
Because in that subtotal estimate doesn't include those alternate bid items for the salt barn
No, it
and
does not.
the wash bay. So realistically, if you include the contingency, this is probably a 55 or $56 million building, give or take.
This total, God, I hope I did this right, Brian. This total is all of this.
Yep, it doesn't include the alternate bid items, though,
No,
right?
it does not.
That's what I'm asking. So
Correct.
by
Cor
the
no.
okay, yeah. So I'm just trying to get a total feel for what this cost is, then the difference between what the authorized budget is for 2026. That's all I was trying to figure out, what the difference between the two numbers is.
This is the difference between the two numbers, between the 43 and the 51. The alternate bids are three projects that we wanted to include that are basically what we included it in the bid scope so that if bids come in favorable, we might be able to get the salt barn because the salt barn that's out there is over 40 years old.
Got it. Okay.
So if bids are favorable, we might get it. If they're not, it, no harm, no foul.
Okay. That makes sense. That's what I was wondering about. Thank you.
So Randy, it's really contingent on what you're going to get for bids, obviously, and hopefully bids come under the estimate, but they could also come over the estimate.
Yes, they could.
You could be looking at a $10 million shortfall.
Unfortunately, that's the economy we live in right now. Yes.
So so you're just going to have to come back for more money, or do you guys have a plan that maybe there's things you can whittle down?
We've whittled this as far as we can take it. The contingency plan is wait until bid day, see what we get, and go for a budget amendment based on the bid.
Or decide to delay the project another year and seek additional budget authority for the next construction season, something like that.
Right. I mean, realistically, the only way you can reduce cost is either to reduce square areas or construction materials. You can look at things like screening and fencing, and it's all very pretty stuff. But even if you eliminate it, you're not going to save a whole lot of money. I don't.
But the thing is, I can't eliminate it because I have to meet the zoning ordinances.
Yeah, but you're using some materials on that stuff that are going to be very expensive. That metal, but again, you're not going to be saving a whole lot of money there. I wouldn't think. But Harold, you've got a question,
You,
comment?
Chair. Yeah, so for the alternate bid items, as you said, we'll only know once the bids are in. Does that then come to us for the public works, or who makes
Approving
that?
the bid comes to the Board of Public Works, correct?
Okay.
And we discuss with Jim what we're going to accept, how we're going to accept it, whether we have to do a budget amendment or not. So when we come to Board of Public Works, we'll be coming to you saying this would accept alternate bid number one, or it accepts none of the alternate bids.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Randy? Yeah, I guess everybody's going to be waiting to see how the bids come in, I guess is the main thing here.
Fingers crossed and
Fingers crossed, yeah. Do we have a motion?
move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? Hearing or seeing none, motion is approved by unanimous consent. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Good evening.
You too.
All righty. Item number 13, do we have any appeals regarding pre-qualifications of contractors?
We do not.
Item number 14, update on that Board of Public Works membership. You going to handle this one, Jim?
Yeah, this is for me. So wanted to make all the board members aware that this is Tim's last meeting tonight.
Whoa.
So want to one, thank Tim very much for his service on the board and being our inaugural member and urban forestry expert now that urban forestry duties are under the oversight of Board of Public Works. So that was part one of this agenda item. And part two is next week we'll have a new member that has been appointed. His name is Mark Wagner, and he's currently the Director of Parks and Urban Forestry for the City of Verona. He previously worked for Middleton as well and is a City of Madison resident, though. So he'll be joining us at the meeting on, I think, July 8th is our next one.
Well, I'd just like to say it's been great to have you, Tim, and appreciate you being on the board and everything you've added to it. So, all the best in the future here for you. And
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the chance to serve on the board.
hate to see you go. All righty. Are we done?
I think that is it.
Wow. Boy, for your last meeting there, Tim, you got a short one. That's not fair.
It might be. We're about to get storms, and my phone has been ringing for a
Oh.
while now. So
You got a
I
ride to
will,
the icon?
yep, I end this meeting and then pick right up in another one. Thanks,
Oh,
everyone.
I see.
Enjoyed my time on the board. I will see some of you around, and I hope all of you are well. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate
Thanks.
it. And we have a motion to adjourn.
So
Move
moved.
So moved. Or seconded.
We got a motion with a second. Do we have any objections? I guess we don't need that, do we? We're adjourned.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
everybody. We'll see you on
Thanks.
July the 8th.